Is that Jack Sparrow? You know, I Amber Heard, he never forgets anything. Quick, I need all kids under the age of 17 to cover their eyes. This next scene is rated R.
Streaming this week, Thursday. The cast member union returned to the negotiation table with Disney this week, only for Disney to not only refuse to budge even 1 cent, those are the words they used, but worsen the previously rejected offer. Yeah, in unrelated news, the price of pot stickers at Sunshine Tree Terrace went up 30 cents this week. I was not asked. I would have rejected it. I would have said, not one more cent for your microwave pot stickers, please. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks all around the world. Here now is the news for February 17th, 2023. Following an overwhelming 96% rejection of Walt Disney World's offer to gradually raise wages to $20 over the next few years by the Service Trades Council Union, which represents more than 45,000 Walt Disney World cast members, the union returned to the negotiation table with Disney earlier this week, only for Disney to not only refuse to budge, but worsen the previously rejected offer. The full statement from the STCU per their official Twitter is as follows. Quote, today, the six unions of the Service Trades Council met with Disney for the first time since 13,650 cast members voted to reject Disney's proposal on February 2nd and 3rd. Despite the overwhelming message sent by cast members, Disney refused to add even 1 cent to its wage proposal. Moreover, Disney's proposal today reduced retroactive pay for thousands of workers, making today's proposal even worse than the offer already rejected. The six unions will be announcing public action soon to bring to light the plight of cast members struggling to survive the devastating increase in the cost of living. This refusal to budge comes immediately after Universal Orlando Resort announced an increase of their base pay to $17 per hour, with additional raises coming to current team members. Disney's current base pay is $15 an hour. Negotiations over the contract, which expired in October but has remained in force during negotiation, focus primarily on wages, health care, and retirement, where Disney offered a pay rise of $1 as their best offer to cast members with plans to raise wages further $1 per year annually until they reach $20. STCU is asking for $18 per hour now and a plan to eventually raise this to $20 per hour. Cast members later protested in November against Disney's reluctance to raise wages amid inflation concerns and the rise on cost of living in the Orlando area, with signs that read, quote, full-time can't buy diapers and full-time can't buy formula, among others. Cast members asking for a larger, more immediate raise also cite financial distress that won't be solved by long-term incremental increases. Basically, they need money now. So then fast forward in our story to Thursday. In response to all this, union leaders reportedly did not return to the table as scheduled. According to a source close to Spectrum News, the Service Trades Council union leaders canceled the planned negotiations on Thursday with Walt Disney World following their refusal to add, again, even 1 cent to their previous wage proposal, which was once again presented. Disney spokesperson Andrea Finger told Spectrum News, quote, we provided the union with options that would set all non-tipped cast members on a path to $20 an hour and provide opportunities for immediate increases, and we look forward to continuing discussions. All right, you all know, you know what's about to happen. We're going to stop for a rant because this is gross. This is really gross what's happening. Let's examine this. I cannot count on my two hands the number of press events, D23s, whatever, live streams, any of these things that Josh D'Amaro, Jeff Valley, all these people, these executives in the company have appeared on, even Bob Chapek, for that matter, How many of these things I've sat through since the pandemic started, where I have heard them rant and rave about how important cast members are to them and what they mean to the company and how they make everything happen, all these things, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially that the cast members are the magic, right? Which is what we put on the shirt when we were raising $50,000 for cast member pantry when Disney wasn't taking care of them during the pandemic, by the way. So we arrive now at this situation after you, every time you have a mic in front of one of you, we go on and on about how to love our cast members. We go to the cast service celebrations and we do our little Instagram post with the ambassadors about how much we love our cast members, how much we care and how they make the magic and they're the heart of the company and all these things. If you believed those things, this should not be a moment of argument. This should not be a moment of fighting with them, right? Because we know the reality of the living situation in this town, because I have seen it, right? Like now we work, you know, I work in Celebration. I live in Celebration, right? I'm a little removed from it now. But in my younger years, when I first moved here, I saw it firsthand. I lived in a not great apartment complex. I lived in places where I saw things that I wish I hadn't seen. I've seen cast members live how many to an apartment and think like, wow, I live alone in that apartment. You know, it's not easy to make that rent, but man, they must really not be doing well if several of them need to cram in that tiny apartment. Never mind, like all the stories you hear about cast members that live in their car, can't feed their kids, all these, this is a real thing. And I don't wanna hear, none of you better go in those comments. I don't wanna hear like, they should look for another job, blah, 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 blah. Everybody is not afforded the same opportunities we all are, right? I got extraordinarily lucky to be where I am today. There was a much better chance I would have remained where I was when I moved here making $10 an hour and struggling to make it, right? I got very lucky, very lucky. Not everyone is gonna fall into the luck that you or I fell into, right? People have different life circumstances and these things, and they go to Disney because they work for Disney because they believe in what you and I believe in, and they believe in that philosophy and the place. These are people that came as kids or even older in life and became true believers like you and I are in what the thing is and what it represents. And these people do absolutely make the magic because they care. They show up and they care about the place like we do. And without them, the place ceases to be the place. I don't care how good the rides are. I don't care how good the food is. If the cast members cease to care, the place is no longer good. And we have seen that decline, right? Like they're certainly, and I don't blame cast members, right? Morale at times had to be low because they were treated like garbage, right? And that's what you go to Tokyo and they don't treat them great either, but the work morale is different. And you remember what things are supposed to be like at the parks as far as customer service and morale. And it's generally better. That's a cultural thing. But again, the cast members here have been treated so badly. It's hard to show up and care, right? When you know the people above you are collecting all this money and they're just not willing to give you a raise to the point at which you can just live comfortably. But comfortably, I mean, make ends meet, right? And let's be perfectly honest, even with this raise, there are a lot of them that are still gonna need to go to that cash advance place, that are still gonna have problems. Those extra couple dollars are maybe not even gonna get them into an apartment. But if that's the case, then this needs to happen now and the road to $20 has to begin. It has to begin, right? And this is what Disney's gonna do, because this is what Disney has done forever, is this breakdown in union negotiations. We've seen it, I can't even tell you how many times in my life, even before I did this for a living, where I remember coming here on vacation, turn on the news and hearing these labor disputes with Disney, right? I remember the mid-2000s. Right, back when the option was on the table for them to go on strike, it used to be a thing they could do before it was written in that they can't. So they actually can't, fun fact, without losing their job. You know, this has always been a thing, and what they do is they cast doubt, right? And don't get me wrong, like the union has made its mistakes over time, and maybe not everyone in the union has everyone's best interest in mind, right? But the union is a protective net for Disney cast members that saved them from the evil corporation, right? Because Disney, like, for as much as we love the creative side, and I do, I love the artistry and the creativity, there is a multi-billion dollar behemoth behind it, and those evils of corporate America exist within this really creative and wonderful company we love. And it's that's the fight we're in constantly, right? Especially in the Chapek years. It's the fight we are constantly in is between big, greedy, evil corporation and that beautifully beautiful creative company we fell in love with. And this has to exist to fund this, right? I get that. But it's this constant fight, right? And part of that artistry is the customer service too. It's the frontline cast members. It's not just, and when I say frontline, I don't mean the people you necessarily just interact with. I mean the people that are necessary to make Disney World work. I want to clarify that because I know people kind of misconstrued what I said. I could have been clearer a couple weeks ago. That means the maintenance people, the third shift custodial, all of those people, the people that make Disney World work are part of that artistry because they are so important to the overall story and experience of the place. That guest interaction can mean so much more than the most incredible ride ever designed. And to treat these people like, and this goes back to the Galactic Star Cruiser stuff too, which, mind you, you can go watch that third Galactic Star Cruiser review if you want to rant about how they've mistreated those poor people who care so much. This is more in the same vein. This regime came out, they got rid of Bob Chapek, right? They got that guy out, which was a glorious moment in saving the soul of this organization, right? And we've preached and preached and preached about how things are going to be different, and we're putting the power back in the hands of our creative people, and our cast members are at the heart of everything, and blah, blah, blah. And if this is the way this negotiation is going to go, then all of that is, and you can bleep this, David, if you want, it's bull. That's what it is. That's what it all is. I want to believe in this company. I want to believe, like, don't get me wrong. You got to do what you got to do for the stock price. I get that. But you also have to do what you have to do for the future success of your company, right? If you're willing to sacrifice a bunch of really good people, you're willing to lose a bunch of people who care about that job, and you don't really care what the next group is, because obviously the next group's gonna care less. There's no way they're not, right? Because the next group is gonna know through all of this bad publicity, the way you treated the people that are about to be on their way out because they can't make ends meet and they got to go somewhere else, which, by the way, is not necessarily a good thing, right? They're not necessarily going to make more money. It's just, you know, they feel mistreated and they got to go somewhere else, right? Or, you know, I mean, there are plenty of starting places you can start a job that pay $18 an hour, 17 or more at least, right? Or Universal down the road, right? They're hiring 2,500 new jobs right now, which now guarantee you $17 an hour. Can I, you know, I am never the guy, like everyone for the last couple of years goes on and on about this Universal thing where they're like, oh, they're catching up. I do not believe that on the creative side. I go watch my Super Nintendo World review. I will tell you all the things they still do wrong on the creative side and in ride engineering and all of those things. They still make a lot of mistakes. They are not in that realm. They are not in the same league. But as far as taking care of their people, they have defeated Disney, which it hurts my heart to say. They have defeated them. They take such better care of their team members. They give them turkeys at Thanksgiving. They, again, this thing where it wasn't even, it's like, oh, they're in the middle of fight. Disney in the middle of fighting them. You know what we should do? Why don't we start, raise that starting wage of $17? And you know what? If we're going to raise the starting wage of $17, why don't we give raises to the people who have been here longer, right? And putting this raise to $17 is gonna, we have 2,500 jobs to fill. You know what? Maybe those Disney people are gonna get tired of this union fight for better wages and just come on down the road to here where they know if they start tomorrow, they're gonna make more than they've made being several years at Disney, right? It's a smart move. When you need people to fill roles and money is, you know, revenues, profits are on the rise, this is what you do to continue growth, right? And inevitably, as a consumer, we have to pay for it, right? There's no way we are not going to pay for it. But I will tell you this, I am okay paying for it if it means the people in the park that work there love their job again. If those people are taken care of, if I go to the park having that great experience, knowing that person's not sleeping in their car, I will give you $6 for a Coca-Cola. If that's really what Disney needs, to make this happen? Because I get it. You have stock, you have shareholders to take care of. You have a stock price to watch. I get it. If that's what it's going to take care of your people, then charge us for it. You know what? It is what it is. But I don't feel right going to the parks and standing there knowing these people are miserable, right? And it absolutely has a guest-facing effect, right? And I've seen it. I've seen it over the last several years, right? And it bothers me, but at the same time, I completely understand where cast members are coming from. I cannot remember before the past several years ever being standing in front of a cast member and them talking about their shifts and time off and complaining about their superiors in front of guests. I don't remember that being a thing until the last couple of years. And you know where that comes from? That comes from them feeling mistreated at work. How do you blame them when this is what they go, after going through the Chapek years and then being told, oh, Bob Iger's back, everything's gonna be better, and this is what's waiting on the other side of it? I would do the same thing. I would do the same thing. You know, I love and respect what Walt wanted, but Walt would not be okay with this, right? And I know we want to go down the road, the guy lived 60 years ago, whoa, blah, blah, blah. There are basic philosophies that stand the test of time that are, and taking care of your people and making sure they're happy at their job is one of those things. It's one of those things where, again, when Roy Disney was in charge of the company, his salary was not several hundred times what the lowest ranking people in the company made. It was still bigger, but it was not several hundred times bigger, right? And Bob Iger's taking a cut to come back, but there is a lot of middle and upper management in this company that, you know, and people wonder why I was not upset by the announcement of 7,000 job cuts, because I'm kind of hopeful that a lot of that middle to upper management gets weeded out, because they're eating up money from people that are essential to making these parks work every day, the people that make this thing happen. And look, I am sure there are probably a handful of really good people that care in middle to upper management, and I hope those people stay. But as for the rest of them, I say that it's a necessary bloodletting for the sake of the future of the soul of the place, to have cast members that love their job, who feel compelled to come to work and are motivated to come to work to make that magic for guests, right? Cast members are the magic. It's not something we throw on a shirt just to raise money for the cast member pantry. That's something we believe in, something we absolutely believe in. I have experienced a million times how many experiences with cast where they make the experience. I can think about that, like specifically places we go at Disney World, where we go mostly because the cast members treat us so well and are so nice and go so far above and beyond. I think about the crew at Territory Lounge, where we go to Sanaa, certain attractions we go to where everyone's just always, so, there are so many cast members, so many places where we specifically go to those places like, oh, we should go say hello to that person. We see them there all the time. That they really make that experience better, right? So, in summary, because I know I'm going on way too long. The bottom line is, if you're going to preach to me how important your cast members are, this is not what the public needs. This union fight is not a good look. It is really not a good look for you when you preach those things. And I will tell you, the union is going to make this ugly, right? And you know who's going to make it? You live in the age where your company is under such public scrutiny from your fan base, right? Fan media has become such a big part of this company, to the point at which, let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that I made them cancel plans to build new attractions. They threw out Moana Tiki Room and the Country Bear replacement plan because I publicly shamed them. And if you think that won't work this time, it will. And in defense of cast members, I hope this entire community rallies around them. I hope every blogger and vlogger, when they go out and picket, or every step of this way, are publishing those articles, and I hope you see them and you hit that like button, you hit that retweet, and whatever it takes, because this company will respond to shaming, and this is a moment for it. This is a moment for Universal. Universal has shamed them. In the middle of these negotiations, they enticed people to go work for them. The Universal as a company does not have the reputation, is not as distinguished as the Walt Disney Company. And for them to outshine them is gross. People in management at Disney should feel gross about the way they've represented this organization in this process. This needs to be remedied. Make this go away. Otherwise, you think the Country Bear thing was bad. This is going to be 15 times worse. Because it is going to play out on every, it ain't going to play out on just WDWNT.com. It's going to play out on every single fan site, on every YouTube channel, on every Instagram. And I will tell you, any of you, again, I will say this, that are on the media list who are covering this, or should I say not covering this, this is the moment to do the right thing, to use your platform to make a positive change in someone's life instead of worrying about a free cupcake or a first ride on Tron. This is important. So I say we don't worry about a bottom line, some clout, some followers, or a media invite, and do what's right and publicize this story, no matter how much Disney is going to try to bury this thing, right? This is the moment. And if Josh D'Amaro and Bob Iger want to prove to everyone that they give a shit more than the last guy, prove it. Because the relationship between myself and the Disney company can be what it was before if we see things are not the way they're supposed to be again. We can go right back down that road. And I will do, especially for this being, this is a far more important thing than any of those things we fought for before, which were just quality things. This is people's lives. This is food on people's table, you know? And people that do a lot for us as guests, people that care about us as guests, because they wanted to work for this company because they love the same thing we do, right? And I'm going to fight for people that love the same thing I love. I'm sorry. And whatever the repercussions are, I don't care. If you haven't figured out in the 16 years I've been doing this that I don't care what the repercussions are, I haven't been on the media list for a long time. I haven't gotten a free piece of food from anyone. I don't care about those things. Like, yeah, I make my livelihood from this. But sometimes you have to put that aside and do the right thing. And this is the right thing. Let us know in the comments how you feel. Hopefully you feel the same. I hope you do. And you should pressure, I know many of you watch other YouTube channels, read other sites. If you see they're not talking about this, or they're not really pushing the stories that talk about this, say something. Speak up. Pressure them. People sure as hell have pressured me on Twitter about the things they don't agree with me. It should apply to everyone, and especially in this scenario. All right, let's cool down with our next story. I'm sorry, I get very, very heated. The annual pass holder previews for Tron Light Cycle Run at the Magic Kingdom are now full, according to the virtual queue homepage. As of 12:09 p.m. on Thursday, a message on the bottom of the page said previews would reach capacity within the next 10 to 15 minutes. And at 12:32 p.m., the message was updated to say, thank you so much for your interest in this event. Previews for Tron Light Cycle Run have reached capacity. The attraction will open to all guests starting on April 4th, 2023. I hope all of you that wanted to get in, got in. At least one upcoming Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyage is offering only one dinner service per night instead of two, as the expensive experience continues to have lower occupancy than Disney would like. Reported last year that demand for the Star Cruiser was down and Disney was giving away more stays for free to media and travel agents. They started offering just one dinner service on some voyages in the fall, as well as cutting cast member hours because some voyages were only 25% full. Disney has even canceled some Star Cruiser voyages this year and rescheduled guests on other dates. Guests scheduled for the March 6th through 8th voyage are being told that there will be only one dinner service per night. Guests are usually assigned to one of two services. This could continue for the future voyages as well, as right now cast members have been told nothing. They seem to believe this is going to be a semi-permanent thing, but we'll have to wait and see. Despite low occupancy, Disney has not yet budged on the experience's hefty price. There are no discounts being offered at this time. Star Cruiser opened back in March of 2022. The experience starts at nearly $5,000 per night and goes from there. For the three-day, two-night immersive Star Wars adventure on a fictitious cruise ship, where guests become a part of the conflict between the Resistance and the First Order. It also includes an excursion to Batuu, of course, and so much more. The Halcyon, as it's called in universe, has 100 guest rooms, including 94 standard cabins that sleep up to five, four Galaxy-class suites that sleep up to four, and two Grand Captain suites that sleep up to eight. Again, we just ranted the longest rant maybe in the history of the show. If you want to hear my Star Cruiser cast member rant, the third review video is where it's at. Please go check it out. A lot of work and time went into that. And I think you should hear it. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. From more costume options to extra training, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at Walt Disney World Resort has been striving to get more inclusive for all guests and cast members. Before the experience reopened at the Magic Kingdom last year, the boutique cast members received a new, more gender-neutral title, Fairy Godmother's Apprentices. In a recent Disney Parks blog post, Walt Disney World Communications Manager Daniel Levine wrote about the other ways the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is being more inclusive. One of my favorite things about being a black woman at Disney is how our parks and experiences are in constant state of becoming more inclusive and truly celebrate the diversity of our cast and guests. Sometimes this means honoring a cultural holiday through unique and special offerings. Sometimes it means exploring how we can make each guest feel even more welcome when they visit our parks. Fairy Godmother's Apprentices are receiving extra training on how to style a wide variety of hair textures and types, including hair more common for people of color, which is often left out of cosmetology school programs. Quote, I've seen my peers grow through the training Disney provides us, apprentice Camellia said of the training. Their skills have blossomed and they've become more confident. Extra pigmentation has also been added to the makeup palettes at the boutique to ensure all skin colors glow and pop. Adaptive costumes for young guests with various needs and disabilities are also available. These costumes can have stretchier fabric, discreet flap openings for tube access, ankle-length bottoms for those seated in wheelchairs, and Velcro closings that are easier to take off. Quote, seeing the delight on guests' faces when they turn around and see themselves in the mirror is the best experience, Shalice said, another apprentice. We all have such unique memories and relationship with guests that come back each year after year to visit us. Now we are opening the doors to children to build those magical connections with even more cast members, because when they walk through our doors, parents know they can trust any one of us to deliver unforgettable experience. What we do here isn't just a makeover. We give our guests the ability to believe and make believe. No matter who they are, where they come from, or what they've gone through, they have the chance to be a knight or a princess. Guests between ages 3 and 12 can be transformed into a princess, knight, or other Disney character through the boutique experience. Prices range from $99.95 to $229.95, depending on the package. The boutique also recently added an Encanto package, which is $179.95. Quick point there. Those are cast members that love their job and make a lot of magic for guests. They're worth the money, especially look how much you're charging for the boutique, right? They're definitely worth the money. But, you know, I knock Disney. This is a great thing, right? Being more inclusive of people of different races, people of different abilities. This is great. This is something Disney always does very well, and it's a great story to hear. If you are a Disney Vacation Club member, you are occasionally finding yourself in a situation where you need a few extra points to book that dream vacation. And in those situations, DVC members are able to access something called one-time use points, or OTUs. They are a simple way to temporarily add points you need to complete a reservation. As of February 16th, those points just got more expensive. DVC members were informed of the change via email. Dear Disney Vacation Club member, we're reaching out with an important member update regarding one-time use vacation points. Effective February 16th, the price of OTU vacation points will increase from $19 per point to $22 per point. This program gives members the opportunity to purchase up to 24 non-deeded vacation points each use year that they may need to complete a reservation for Disney Vacation Club accommodations in the 7-month booking window or Disney Collection and World Collection reservations. For more information about how to use OTU vacation points to complete a booking, visit DisneyVacationClub.com or call member services at 800-800-9800. We look forward to welcoming you home very soon. Sincerely, Disney Vacation Club Management. Sincerely, we're charging you more, sincerely. The Muppets have shared a new video. We need a feel-good story, right? Another one? The Muppets have shared a new video on Twitter of Gonzo and Walter riding Journey into Imagination with Figment at Epcot. You can watch it at WDWNT.com. It is super cute and charming, and Gonzo alludes to his connection with Figment from the past in this, which is very cute. I enjoyed watching this. It's kind of what I needed after all these other stories. Another positive story, Akuya Pearls reopened this week in the Japan Pavilion of Epcot after a 3-year closure. It has not operated since March of 2020 when the Walt Disney World Resort closed due to the pandemic. The experience can be found inside Mitsukoshi. At this station, there are tanks of water with dozens of oysters at the bottom. The tank is open, but it's not a petting zoo. No touching is allowed. Guests get to pick out their oyster by pointing at it, and the cast members then use tongs to lift it out. The cast member will then open the oyster to reveal the natural pearl inside, which the guest gets to keep. The base experience is $20, including tax. For this, the guest gets the loose pearl. For additional prices, guests can get a gift box, a sand jar, or a necklace. Necklaces start at $15.95 for a 16-inch sterling silver chain and go up to $24.50 for a 24-inch chain. A pendant for the pearl ranges from $21 to $69. A gift box ranges from 95 cents to $4.95, and colored sand jars are $4.95. And of course, the cast members were excited to be back and doing their little show again. It's great to see this, really great to see it. Chip and Dale are now appearing in their Rescue Rangers outfits for a permanent meet and greet at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The Rescue Rangers can be found in the outdoor covered section of the Adventure Outpost. It used to be the Indiana Jones gift shop. You'll find the queue for their meet and greet around the corner from the main entrance. They previously appeared outside the shop during Disney Plus Day. That was a one-time offering. Now this is a permanent everyday offering, including a photo pass photographer is available. Chip, of course, wears his brown bomber jacket and fedora, looking like Indiana Jones, while Dale wears a red and yellow Hawaiian shirt. They're standing in front of a green mesh backdrop. The backdrop can be a little better, but I'm just happy they're back. Again, the meet and greet is permanent. There's no scheduled end date. This is super cool. Loved the Disney World of my childhood getting a second run. It's nice. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind the show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all our WIGS members watching who make the show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.